Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat.
And this is your other hostess, Hanako. The Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast is an audio program where we discuss your favorite and not so favorite science fiction TV shows and films.
Today we will discuss The Walking Dead, which airs on AMC on Sundays, 9/8 Central. The episode we will discuss today is What Happened and What's Going On, Season 5, Episode 9. It is the mid-season premiere, is what that is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, last we spoke was our New Year's episode, Hanako, which just was dropped in the feed, what, February 9th?
Yeah, earlier today, as a matter of fact, yes. Yeah. So we're a little bit behind, but it's good because people can listen to that one and then come right on into this one, and it's like no time elapsed.
No, they get us all together. So last we were kind of pretty broken up about Beth and Beth dying. And there were spoilers going on, just spoilers galore on no matter where you went, like you open your text, spoiler, you know, whatever.
Right.
So how did you get spoiled, Hanako?
For tonight's episode?
Yeah. Or last night's, whatever, yeah.
Looking through Instagram last night, and I did good to stay away from Facebook. I said, okay, I know there's going to be spoilers tonight. Let me stay off Facebook. Let me not go to Twitter, not go to Tumblr. Went to Instagram just to check on another post, and AMC had posted something, but it wasn't spoilery. I got spoiled by somebody making a comment about, you know, rest in peace, Tyrese.
Oh.
And I was like, really? Okay. So I left it alone. Okay. Tyrese is dead. Okay. That gives me a moment to process and kind of think beforehand how I feel about it, because we actually discussed Tyrese, I think, in length on the New Year's show, because I pretty much said the same thing that Martin was saying in his visions. You know, maybe if you had made some different decisions, certain things wouldn't have happened. And this kind of like watching this episode was just, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I know I said it, but I didn't mean it like that. Like, you don't have to kill him off. Just, you know, just make the character tougher. I didn't mean it that way. But
so, you know, this is my spoiler story, which is a kind of not spoiler, spoiler. So I saw, well, you should have expected that. There were too many black people. I saw that on Twitter. Then I saw, oh, well, Rick's going to have to take care of his own baby. So I went in not thinking it was Tyrese. I thought Michonne had died. Okay. So I was sort of spoiled, and I was just like, well, what are they going to do? Because she's kind of badass. She's been there a long time. This is going to be crazy. So I was pretty surprised that it was Tyrese.
Okay, so you went in thinking it was one character and came out thinking it was another.
Yeah, I knew a black character was going to die. And then when I got on, I was just like, somehow I saw a headline that said, well, we focus on Tyrese tonight. And I was like, oh, gosh, black characters?
Yes. Anytime they focus on a specific character, like if I see, I think one of the things that kind of gave me the heads up before anything, AMC was had a post on Instagram, you know, catch us at 11 for Talking Dead with such and such person and Chad Coleman. I was like, oh, you're not going to tell me Tyrese is dead. Then that's when I saw the other spoiler, and I was like, okay, let me stay off social media today. Not going to worry about it. You know, I'm going to watch it when I get home tonight. And today happened to be like one of the longest and most boring days I had at work, because I had almost absolutely nothing to do. Because things are kind of slow for us this week because we have a short week, I really didn't have anything to do. So, of course, I'm kind of checking Facebook here and there and checking things. And one of my girlfriends, now I have friends who are not fangirls or fanboys, so they don't know the rules of not spoiling people. They don't understand that whole protocol about spoilers and stuff. So as they're watching the show, they're telling, you know how it is when you watch TV and you're talking to the TV, oh my God, I can't believe you did that, da 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 da. Well, that's how they're putting it on Facebook. Now, everybody knows Twitter is good for that. You, if you're going to live tweet any, I mean, if you're going to, you know, update your status based on the show, you go to Twitter for that, not Facebook, or at least that's what we try to do.
Yeah, but, well, so some people are going to Instagram, and that is outrageous.
Yeah, but so I saw hers, and her first thing was she talked about Tyrese. See, there you go, losing focus, trying to be nice to Chris, and she called him Chris because, of course, you know, the guy who plays Noah was Chris Rock's character on Everybody Loves Chris. So she said that, and then like 5 minutes later, she followed it up. Okay, I can maybe understand you getting bit once, but you got bit twice. I was like, really? Do I even need to watch the episode at this point? Like,
oh my God.
You know,
but and like, you don't want to tell those people because you're going to get an argument because they're already like, not bright. I mean, well, even though you're your friends.
I just unfollowed her for a minute and I'll just, you know, I'll go back to it eventually. But I was just like, anytime it gets to that point, and I know I'm starting to get irritated, I just unfollow people because I realize not everybody has the same kind of, like, when you're a fan and when you're just a casual viewer, or oh yeah, I like that show, I love that show, it's like two different types of I don't know, it's like two different types of membership. Like, you have your standard membership where, oh yeah, I like it, I watch it, I'm a fan of the show, and then you have like your mid-gram or your premium membership like us. Like, we know all the characters' names, we know the actors' names, we know the backstory, we know this, we go to the, you know,
these
so
people.
Right, so it's completely different. So I try not to get frustrated, because other than that, I'll get frustrated every week, because when I tell you, Thursday nights, social media is not my friend. I cannot be on social media at all on Thursdays because everybody spoils Scandal, you know.
You still watching that?
Oh, that's a whole nother conversation. Not for this show.
I'm over.
But anyway, so it was just one of those, okay, well, I know Tyrese dies. I know he got bit twice. Okay, I'm expecting it. I'm good. And I was not prepared for the emotional depth of this episode. I mean, we got Beth, we got the girls, we got Bob, we even got, you know, we got Martin, we got the governor. I was like, really? You have to see all these people before you die can understand the happy, you know, your people, but do you really have to see asshole one and two before you die? Really?
So, my concern too, Hanako, was like, so we got a black character dying, and we have some British Southern accented guy telling him that he need to pay some bills. I don't know what's happening right now. I know what he meant, like, you gotta pay the bill, but it was just weird. Like,
I think it was kind of, and I think that was kind of that, maybe it was kind of like that good conscience, bad conscience, because you have the people in his group telling him that it's okay, that it was okay for him to be himself, and that it's okay that this is where he's headed now. You'll be at peace. You'll be fine. You won't have to keep fighting against your nature. And then you've got these two bad guys who pretty much told him, because you are not willing to be ruthless, because you're not willing to kill, because you're not willing to make sacrifices, you are not going to make it out of this alive. So it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like his conscience pulling him two different ways, which I understood both sides. And like I said, the whole Martin commentary, I was like, even dead, you're an asshole. But still, he made sense, because Martin, when he had Martin in that cabin, and when Martin threatened Judith, and I said this before, I'll say it again, that you should have killed him at that moment. I think we talked about that at the mid-season premiere. I mean, I think we talked about that at the season premiere, and then we talked about it again on the episode that we did New Year's Day. He should have killed Martin, and Martin's death would have alleviated a whole bunch of, I think, some of the unnecessary stuff that happened. Now, the thing with Beth, that wasn't his fault, because like Noah said, the trade was done. The trade was a good trade. It was the stuff that happened after it. Yes, Beth got a little ballsy and she paid for it with her life, but that had nothing to do with what the group was doing as a whole. That was a decision she made on her own. But the whole thing with Martin, Tyrese should have killed him. And the fact that he didn't kill him and then he lied about the fact that he did, that put the whole group in danger. And, you know, we talked about this before. The way Rick is with the group, he's basically saying, we have to get harder. We're gonna have to make some decisions we may not want to make, but if we're going to make it out of this, if we're going to make it through this, we have to make those decisions. He said it about the cops when they were trying to trade for Beth. He said it about Terminus. You know, it was Rick wanted to go back and wipe out Terminus. Everybody else was against it. And what happened? Gareth and the rest of the Terminus people who survived, they came, they kidnapped Bob.
And had Bob, you know, and Q.
Right. And and all of that, you know, ended up happening. So it's kind of like, at this point, the group is realizing, I think you see that with Michonne and you see it with Glenn. It's like, their mindsets are starting to change now. Michonne is tired of moving. She just wants to find somewhere and just stay and just be done with all of this fighting, with all this traveling. Glenn, at this point, he's realizing, okay, our humanity is going to get us killed, you know. And he said it about what was Miss Officer's name, Dawn. You know, he said at that point, right or wrong, I would have killed her. And
you know, he was the main one talking about, this is who we are and blah, blah, right. And we don't just kill and blah, blah. But he was just after Beth. He was probably like, you know what? I'm done. I am done. Right. I don't know what to say anymore. This is bullshit. And then, you know, I think Michonne is right, is that you can be out there too long, lose your humanity, get really hungry and be like Terminus and start eating people. And I don't know what's going to happen or, you know, with our crew, because the previews for next week look pretty dire. So,
yeah, at this point, they've lost three people. Like, it really, like, I guess the time span right here is a couple of months, maybe, or maybe even just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, it's really soon.
So you've lost Bob, then you've lost Beth, and then immediately after Beth, now you've lost Tyrese. So it's kind of like, where do we go from here now?
And I don't understand, honestly, Tyrese's loss really just upset me, because it felt so contrived. It felt like, some little kid is going to run up behind him as he's mourning the kid, and then the kid bites him on the arm for,
yeah, that
like,
was kind
what?
Of.
He didn't hear that.
That was kind of.
And then, like, why is that kid moving all fast like them raggedy zombies in season one? You know, those zombies make a bunch of noise before they do anything.
I'm still trying to figure out where the kid came from, because I guess that was supposed to be a kid behind the door kind of pacing, but the door was closed. So it's like, where did this child come from? And why didn't, okay, I understand Noah was a little distraught. He was in there, you know, talking over his dead mama's body. And I understand that he was kind of still trying to process things, which I'm sure, you know, even though I know the reality of the world that we're living in, I'm sure to come into my house and see my mother as a walker on the floor dead, I'm sure that's going to take some processing. So he's not quick on the uptake right now, but still it's like, where did this child zombie come from? Like, where was he?
I don't know.
And, you know, so I'm guessing he had to be one of the twins. Just, I guess he was just hanging around the house and just came out, but I was just, it was kind of weird to me. It's like, okay, we know somebody's behind the door, but where did he come from? Because we already know the walkers, they don't know how, they can't open doors, they can't, you know, they don't control their motor functions as far as that goes. So we know he didn't just come out the room, but, you know, I guess it had to serve a purpose. You know, there he was looking at the pictures and he's kind of lost in thought, thinking about humanity. He's feeling upset about these kids dying, and it turns out that this is, you know, what happens. He gets bit by one of them, and then he starts having visions, and in the midst of those visions, here comes another walker. So I don't know. And of course, you know, Noah probably didn't even think to close the door when he left. So that walker probably just came in from the street. You know, I don't know. He probably smelled the blood. I don't know. I think I wasn't expecting his death to go down the way that it did. So it kind of, it bothered me a little bit more. So
yeah, I mean, because like, he went outside the cabin and pretty much slaughtered all of them like that. So for that little, I don't know, it just was unrealistic. Right. Just like how Beth's death to me was a little stupid and unrealistic, I think this was unrealistic, and it's getting tired. I want it to be, you know, I absolutely bought T-Dog's death, right? Because it made sense, kind of. They kind of came from nowhere, but they were kind of there at the same time. He was distracted, boom. But like, Beth is doing stupid stuff like that. That's dumb, you know what she did.
It was dumb, but I won't say it was stupid or unexpected, because she was in a situation where her emotions were kind of guiding her instead of her senses. You know, you get out of this situation, you think you're scot-free, and then this person says, oh no, well, I'm losing you, I need to get him back, you know, meaning Noah. And, you know, I think at that point she was just about standing up, because for the past few weeks she pretty much had, I won't say cowered down, but she didn't stand up as much as I feel like she could have, but she was doing it in a way to protect herself. So now, of course, come on now, you got Rick behind you, you got Daryl behind you, you got Tyrese, you got Sasha, you got Carol, even though Carol is incapacitated, but you got your crew, you got the badasses of the bunch standing behind you. I'm sure she really didn't think things were going to happen the way it happened. She just wanted to kind of, I don't know, make a show of, okay, you know what? I'm not scared of you anymore. You can't do shit to me. And, you know, I think she was just being emotional, and it cost her. As far as Tyrese goes, that goes back to the whole thing we've talked about with him the whole season. His softness, his trying to hold on to, I guess, the innocence of the world is what was going to kill him. We've said it before. You know, if you're not willing to be hard and do what you need to do, it's going to take you down. And he was sitting there being nostalgic. You're supposed to be in the house looking for walkers. And yes, you come in, you see a dead child on, you know, dead teenager or whatever she was sitting on the bed. Then you see the pictures of the boys. Okay, yes, have your moment, but you are still there for a reason. You're supposed to be checking the house to make sure it's safe, and you got distracted because you got nostalgic, and now you're dead.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was, I won't say it was stupid how he died. I think in a way it kind of serves a point for us, the viewers, or just for the world that they're in, that, okay, we can't let our guard down. And that's what he did. He let his guard down for just a moment. And it was his undoing. Same thing with Beth. She let her guard down. She let her emotions get in the way, and it ended up being her undoing. Bob was the same way. Bob went outside emotional because he knew he was about to die. He wasn't paying attention to what was going on around him. And you already know there's something going on, because you've seen carvings in the trees. You've seen that, you know that there's something out there. But you decided to walk outside, have a breakdown, you get snatched, and then here come the consequences. I think that's
his was the sweetest though, because he had already gotten bitten. So I mean, what can you do at that point? He got bit on the shoulder. They can't really cut that off. And so yeah, he's gonna die. But then
he could have died with both his legs.
He didn't need that leg, Hanukkah. He didn't beat that leg at all.
But you know what I'm saying? He let his guard down. But even though he was dying, him letting his guard down and being captured, he put the rest of the group in danger, because the group is not just going to let him be gone. They're going to come looking for him. Yeah. So there was always a possibility somebody out of that group wasn't going to come back, because they were out looking for him. So I think it's just kind of a theme, just kind of I think the show is just kind of going into the direction of showing us you can't be nostalgic. You can't let your guard down. You have to be on point at all times.
Yeah, I get. I mean, it that's what it means, but it is a really horrible way to live, and it's taken its toll because Tyrese, he kind of been wanting to give up for a while, though, you know, and so yeah. He wants to keep fighting. He wants to keep strong, and, you know, some dudes... Or just some people, not even some dudes. Just it's too much. The zombie apocalypse. It's too much stress. So,
right.
People handle stress in different ways. Things happening to children is his trigger, of course. And I'm kind of repeating what you said. And he got bit for it. I don't, you know, want to call him stupid or I think. I guess I was picking on the way the writers wrote it, but I got the lesson that you said, you know, that we were supposed to get. I get it. However, I think that for him to have kept his humanity and been true to himself, sort of what he was saying to the governor, he's going to be true to himself. He's going to do his thing. He guesses, kind of with a question mark there, but I respect what he's done. You know, he's tired. And maybe, you know, it was for the best. I mean, the ghost kept saying, because he kept wanting to fight it. But the ghost was like saying, well, you know, it's okay. And then the girl's like, it's going to be more than okay. It's going to be better. And, you know, you can only do so much. You can only fight so much in the zombie apocalypse before something's going to get you. And, you know, I don't agree with Rick getting, you know, so jaded and hard, but I mean, he's developing the right mind state for this new world.
Yeah. Cause I mean, everybody else who's kind of, I guess, been a little bit softer or a little bit more, lenient, I guess is the best way to say it. You know, they're not making it. So, I mean, and we'll see how things go. I mean, I noticed that, I don't know if I missed it, but I don't think when they buried Tyrese, I don't recall seeing Abraham and his crew, even though we know that they're all back there together. I don't know if maybe Abraham and Eugene and Rosita just kind of gave them their space because they didn't really know Tyrese like that. So, you know, maybe they just kind of gave them their space. And
well, we didn't see Carol or a Maggie either. So, I mean, maybe they're just off, you know, because that's
either
just
that or just, yeah,
they're just like, you know, off screen for this particular episode. I mean, that was fine. Yes, I did miss them because I want to know, like, what's going to happen to Eugene and Abraham and how is this going to go down? Because it's going to get crazy.
Well, you know, Rick said, let's go to Washington. So I guess that's the next stop. You know, they're out of Georgia now. They're in Virginia. So they're coming to you, Kat.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting now to see what this does for Sasha's character, because she was already starting to kind of close herself off from people. And that's kind of always been Sasha's thing. If it wasn't Tyrese, she was always kind of closed off. And then she let Bob in. And, you know, once she started being happy with him, he got taken away. And then, you know, the episode where Beth died, her and Tyrese kind of came to an understanding. They kind of reconciled because I guess they were a little bit, I won't say at odds, but she was feeling guilty about the fact that Tyrese had to be the one to put a final end to Bob. And she was kind of acting on that, and they kind of reconciled, and now he's gone. So
that was too much for her. It's too much.
I think it's gonna change her dynamic with the group. I don't think she's gonna let anybody else get close. So
I don't think she's gonna last that long either. Because at least, you know, when she was with Bob and Tyrese, there was a tether. And then, you know, Bob is gone. So we have Tyrese as her, you know, brother, so that she kept him strong. But now she's kind of just all alone. She has this group of people, but she's known them since Woodbury, And of course, they've been in a lot of crap together, but she's still going to feel alone. So I don't know about her character.
I don't know. I think it's going to make her stronger, because you saw how angry she was after Bob when Gareth and his guys came into the church and they shot him down and they killed him. You saw how she went after, I don't even know if it was Martin that she had, or if it was one of the other guys.
Somebody had him.
But she literally hacked into him with what she had. So I think at this point, I don't think she's going to go the way Tyrese went as far as giving up or getting weary. I think at this point, she's probably pretty pissed off. And I think that's what's going to drive her. I don't see her character. And she's always been the stronger of the two, between her and her brother. Even when they were at Woodbury, when they were with their first group, you know, at Woodbury, Sasha was the one who knew how to shoot a gun. Tyrese really didn't. You know, Sasha was the one leading some of the, the trips where they were going to look for food and supplies. She was the leader on some of those trips. And Tyrese is always, he was the bigger brother, you know, he was the older brother, but I think Sasha very much so was the leader between the two of them. So I don't think that's going to change her character too much. I think she'll mourn for him, but I think it's going to make her press on more to find some, I don't know, maybe some normalcy, or to see what else is out there. See, you know, if there's a cure, if they can fix this thing so nobody else has to die senseless. That's kind of how I see her character going. So,
yeah, I hope so. But I mean, that's a lot of loss in a short period of time. I know how I would feel. I would just, I don't know. I'd need to sit down for a couple of days and just like curl into a ball in a safe space, though, not where zombies are, you know, like with my crew, not alone. You know, just like, okay, guys, I need to go curl up in a ball in this closet. Can you just watch my back for a while? And if we need to move, get me. But I need some time.
Yeah, and I think she'll get her time. But I think I kind of liken her character to Rick and Carl and even Michonne and Daryl, because they've all lost people. Well, actually, that whole group that she's with now, they've all lost somebody extremely close to them, and they're the ones that keep pushing through, keep going. They don't give up. You know, Carol lost her daughter, Rick lost his best friend, his wife. For a time he thought he lost his baby. Same with Carl. Carl lost his surrogate father, his mother. For a time, his sister. You know, Daryl lost his brother, you know, had to be the one to kill him finally. So I think the group that she's with, you know, Michonne lost her boyfriend and then her son. That whole group that she's
Maggie. No, the one before that, the blonde.
Oh, Andrea.
Andrea. She lost her Andrea.
So, and then, you know, Maggie, she lost Herschel, and then now she just lost Beth. And even before Herschel and Beth, you have to remember when we met them, pretty much their whole family, except for her mother, was intact. So when the Walkers invaded the farm, she lost a brother, she lost a sister-in-law, you know, so it's kind of like that whole group that Sasha is there with, those are the people that she's going to be able to look at and say, okay, it's hard, it hurts, but I can push through, I can make it, I can keep going, because these, you know, all of them have done it. So, and especially with Maggie just lost her baby sister. So she has someone that she can kind of
relate to,
I guess, you know, sympathize with, and, you know, maybe that'll bring them closer together and kind of, they can help each other, you know, figure this thing out. So, I don't see Sasha's character backing down anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I want her to take some time, because I'm really scared that I don't want them to become cannibals, and I don't want them to become the enemy, But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the theme of the second part of this fifth season. And so far, it's you got to do what you got to do. You can't trust people. You got to just keep surviving. You can't. You're going to be out here too long. Are they going to become animals? Will we start to not like them because they are becoming too hard, too evil? Or is it even valid for us not to like them as characters because they're going through something that we can't quite imagine? They're just, it's a lot of mental things to go on because you, I mean, even though we've been through with this crew throughout this whole 5-year thing, we mm-hmm. still like can turn this off and get in our shower and sleep on our sheets and right. go to the grocery store. We really don't know that level of desperation because we can turn it off and take a break from it, you know, and these people are out there living it, you know, yeah. and no showering. I mean, all that stuff has got to get to you. Hanukkah, I don't know if I'd make it. I don't know if I'd make it because I'm a creature that needs her stuff. And I would probably be dead like Tyrese.
Yeah.
I'd fight for a little while, but like after losing so many people, I'd need a break and you just can't take a break. And I don't know.
I feel you. Yeah, I understand. So. I don't know if I have the mindset to live in that kind of world. I just, but of course we can say that now and then when it happens, you can think, okay, you know what? I really don't want to die. So you never know, but I don't know if I could do it. And it's not even just that world having to be near these creatures and, you know, they've gotten zombie blood and guts in
all
their
in mouth.
I'm a little too,
Like, what would our hair look like? Mine would descend into madness. Then I'd have ashy feet and bad breath. No.
But you know what? All that walking, we'd be fine. So, you know, we'd be in shape. We'd be able to run if we need to.
Yeah, but our boyfriends would all be dead. So, whatever.
I don't know.
We're gonna keep a wrap on this, and we're gonna get come with updates, Hanako, and you know, see how everything works out, shakes out.
Yeah, we got to keep up with this and see where it goes. But I'm still apprehensive because I don't think we're done with the deaths this season. I really don't. I think we may have two more coming, and I'm not looking forward to it. But I've seen some fans who are, you know, readers of the comics say who they think are gonna die, and
we already have 3 deaths.
Yeah, but you know, that don't mean nothing in a zombie apocalypse. I think we're going to see at least 2 more. Not say at least, but I think
so. Let's do some speculation. We don't have any spoilers, but let's do speculation. Who do you think is going to die now? Let's see who's the most useless.
Out of the group we have now, the only one Rosita. I can say for sure is Noah, but that's only because his character's new. We don't know what he can bring to the table as far as his dynamic with the group. We know what he did at the hospital and how he kind of, you know, was really trying to work to getting his strength and getting, you know, things together so he could leave. But we don't know what his dynamic is going to be in the group. So right now, I think he's the weakest link. You know, so,
I think that Rosarita girl or what Rosita?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think it'll be between Noah and Eugene, and Eugene only because he's already shown himself to not be very trustworthy.
But I think those characters though are not gonna, because you know we thought like Carol was gonna die, not become major, and Maggie too, but she's I think Abraham is going to do something stupid and he's going to die. So that Abraham is my one. And then I think I agree with you on Noah.
So I would say for me now, what I've heard speculation as far as what the fans
are.
Okay, I won't say those two. I won't say those two. I'll pick two different people. I want to say, I'm not going to say Noah, because I think we've reached our quota this season on killing black characters.
Girl.
So I'm not going to say Noah. I will probably
say. You said Noah already.
No, you said who did I think was the weakest in the group. So, okay. You know.
Well, I meant to die. You know, who was the most useless that meant that they would die. That's the only
one. I would say Eugene. And I
he's a MacGyver and he has a mullet.
Whatever. you have your smarts and your lame cliches, and that's about it right now, because the whole reason why you were with the group no longer exists. You know, getting them to Washington. I know the secrets. I know how to stop this thing. Okay, so maybe he knows.
They're going to Washington anyway.
They're going to Washington, and maybe he can figure out how to stop it, or maybe he can figure out what's going on. But I don't. I will say I think maybe he will die, and maybe Tara.
Who?
Tara, the chick who was with the governor's group. You know, she was the.
That girl. She's totally useless.
So I think I think she's only really totally useless because she still feels guilty. She's still carrying around guilt.
That you ain't got time for guilt in the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly, and that's the whole thing with the, you know, Tyrese and all that. Yeah, I don't. So unless she gets over that, which she should, because she, you know, she confessed to Maggie, I was with the group. You know, I was part of that, and
but
you know,
Maggie, and everybody's right, like,
exactly.
You know,
Maggie forgave her. She said, "I don't blame you." So, but I think she still, that's still something. People can say they forgive you, but that's still something you carry around with you. So until she gets rid of that, she's a liability. So I would say, aside from the other two characters that I think will probably get it this season, I would say Tara and Eugene.
Hmm.
So
okay,
those are my two picks.
All right. That's fine. Well, we have our two picks. We have our two speculations, and we will get back with you guys about The Walking Dead. Check in with, I don't know, maybe 2-3 more episodes. Try to build up, get some of the other folks on this show, because you know they're going to be hating, because me and you, we just went on with it.
Yeah, but you know, that's what happens when you don't answer the summons.
Yeah, that's right. So you ready to wrap up, Hanako?
Yeah, I think we can wrap this one up.
Okay, that's our show, folks. We love your feedback, so give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website, leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. You can also leave us a comment on iTunes.
You can also find us online on Twitter and Gmail. I'm at HMR Potter. Kat is at Fancy Fembot. You can reach us both at Sci-Fi Party Line on Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.